Welcome to Stack Chart Spotlight. We're starting cold today. I'm Steve Taylor. This is Garrett Brown, and we are from Channel Program. Garrett, what's the number one thing you would always set up for clients back in the day?
Send me a check. No, I'm kidding. honestly, there's many things, but I think what we're talking about today, backup. I mean, it helps you sleep at night.
Yeah. It does. It helps me sleep at night. It helps my customers sleep at night. Everyone's sleeping better together, but separately.
Yeah. I mean, that's also, even if customers don't know anything about technical stuff, they're always asking, hey, are we backed up? You know?
Yep.
So that's just, it's probably the number one question that you're going to get, you know, even if you've already told them 12 times.
Absolutely. Yeah. So today we are going to talk about Microsoft 365 backups or Office 365 backups, you know, whichever one you like to call it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share that stack chart real quick. Get that up. Boom. You see that okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So we can see that one vendor, Axient, has more MSPs using it than other platforms, but there are a few solutions like DropSuite, Datto SaaS Protection, and RedStore's M365 Backup and Recovery that are close behind right here in this portion. Make sure you review your favorite Microsoft 365 backup solution if you want your favorite to top the charts. Looking at the satisfaction axis, we can see that ArcTitan by TitanHQ and AFI.ai have pulled ahead. Don't let that discourage you about the other solutions. Spanning and Axient have over 4 stars in their reviews. Garrett, what can you talk about why they're kind of all over the place when they seem to have such close reviews on the satisfaction?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess one of the things is, like, when you normally look at, like, charts like this, like, when you go farther left, this does not mean that there's unsatisfaction. You know, it's not saying that, you know, it's a zero rating or anything like that. The far right, it's not like, you know, 5 stars. It's just an average that we're doing, you know, and then we kind of spaced out. But this is, and that's how that works out with especially with the satisfaction, you know, with the averages. But this isn't like a 0 to 5, you know, so this is the average of the stars. So we just sort of we space it in a way where it's not so dramatic or bunched up, you know?
Absolutely, yes. So let's take a look. If you look in this top right quadrant, this is where vendors really want to be, right? This means that they are the chart toppers. They are highly popular. They're highly satisfying their customers. Again, this over here just means they've got high potential. Doesn't mean they're bad if they're over in this top left quadrant. And then the bottom left quadrant just means they're niche products. It doesn't necessarily mean they're bad, right? So all of these quadrants are good quadrants to be in, but you know, there is one that is better, and that is the chart topper quadrant. So if we hover over this here, we see that is Datto. And if we scroll down, we can click on this little 12 next to the stars, and we can actually look at the reviews that people are leaving for Datto. I love the review process that we have here at Channel Program. Our goal is to get as much useful information for other MSPs to leverage when evaluating new software. Whoops. And I'd like to take a look at the reviews for Datto SaaS Protection since they're in that top right quadrant. As you can see here, we ask a ton of questions. Garrett, there's 16 questions in this list. Did you know that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
The nice thing is that many of the questions are like multiple choice, so you don't have to worry about writing 16 answers for all of these questions. MSPs, you guys can fill out these reviews typically in under 5 minutes for any of the vendors you choose. And Garrett, what do we give the MSPs for doing a review?
Leave right now. It's $15 per approved review. You know, wonderful. So you can get in there and leave as many reviews as you want.
Perfect. And those reviews, we want you to be honest, okay? It's, you know, obviously we would love for all of the reviews to be glowing reviews for all of the vendors in here, but you know, we understand that nobody's perfect, right? You know, mistakes happen, and we want you to share your honest feedback, but we do ask that you share you know, things you like best and strengths, because we want to make sure that not every review is just a poo-poo review on vendors, right? So we want to try and get some positives out of you for each of these reviews. Our goal at Channel Program is to become the ultimate resource for MSPs. All right. So for the next part of this, what I'd like to do is talk about what I found interesting. I really found it interesting that Axient's X360 Cloud has an air gap feature, which creates an isolated offline copy of your backup data. Garrett, can you explain the significance of that type of feature?
Yeah, I'm sure you know, some of you already know what it is, but you know, it's essentially creating snapshots of the data that is, you know, is pushed over here in between the process of the, you know, say you want to delete something, you know, then you have a restore, but it's basically snapshots that are moved aside. And then, you know, it's not connected. It's not online, or, you know, almost like a virtual firewall for your, you know, your data. So air gapping's become pretty common in a lot of backup solutions because of the ransomware and just all kinds of like things are getting complex. So the air gapping's good to be able to see that. In a lot of these guys is nice because you know that one of the things about that is that it's not just air gapped, but if you were to, like I was doing something where you know, you could do like if I delete something, you know, and then I have to be somebody else to restore it, things like that. So there's a lot of different levels around air gapping in the security. So yeah, it's definitely air gapping is a reflection of the evolution response to ransomware and things that we're seeing. Yeah,
that's really cool. Now, I do want to point out that as I continued doing research, I wasn't able to research every single product. I can't make myself an expert on all of them, right? But I did look at some of the top products, and I saw that AFI.ai also has an immutable air gapped cloud backup storage. So maybe that's a feature that's more common than I realized. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, did the keyword that you said immutable? You know, that is you're starting to see that more. I feel like we are, because basically you can't delete it, you know. And it's one of those things where it's like, okay, we're gonna make this air gap, you know, snapshot. You know, you can't change, you can't delete it, you know, so it's, I think that's one of the critical aspects of that. And I think a lot of people are starting to, you know, lean toward the immutable, you know, aspects of, you know, backups because, yeah, it's not going to be changed. It's going to be just like it was, you know, the snapshot was gone. So,
yeah. Something else I saw that I really liked, AFI.ai, I'm going to, you know, pick on them again, if you will, is they have intelligent handling of errors and a prediction engine to avoid the API calls limit.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a common thing, but again, when companies advertise these features, like that could be something that every one of these backup platforms do, but they advertise it. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. I feel like that's worth looking into further.
Yeah. I don't know the specifics around that, but I'll take a gander at what that might be. It's basically using the, you know, the AI is learning. It is the backups. This is what it is. Like maybe it hits a, I don't know, it something can't be uploaded process. It sort of knows, oh, we're going to, you know, go around it, or this is how we fixed it or whatever. But just to kind of keep it moving so the process isn't interrupted or completely, you know, stopped. I think that would probably address the issue of, you know, oh, you know, we had an issue 5 days ago. I haven't been back to 5 days until you resolve that issue. So I think that's probably going to be that, what would you say, magic fixing or what, magic error fixing? I think it's probably something around that.
They call it intelligent handling of errors and a prediction engine to avoid the API calls limit. It sounds pretty cool. I guess what I'm saying is make sure you do plenty of research when choosing your next Office 365 backup solution. Every one of these platforms, they have some neat features. And, you know, we don't have time to talk about all of them, but yeah, definitely do your research. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, not maybe preaching to the choir here, but when you're, everybody knows, we're like, well, yeah, I'm going to get, you know, when you're talking to client, you know, just, this is the common thing. A lot of people are like, well, Microsoft has all my stuff. They're backing it up. You know, why do we need a backup? A lot of people don't really understand. And I know a lot of people out, you know, this tech audience we're talking to, they know this, but clients just don't understand it. They're just there for the infrastructure to hold the data and stuff. What you do beyond that is, you know, you get ransomware, but I mean, they're going to do their best, but if they're not liable, you know, or even if they say they are, I mean, the recovery time, you know, you could be kind of looking at might be in a tight spot. So having control of that process, be able to show it for compliance and all that, because critical to go beyond, hey, this is just what they do. It's Google, it's Microsoft. So there's a lot more to it. You know, I think a lot of everybody knows that here. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All right. So let's talk about the final segment of Stack Chart Spotlight, what to look for in your next Office 365 backup solution. I think the number one feature that every MSP should confirm is that the backups actually work. All joking aside, though, here are some features we think you should consider. Number one, simplicity. I've always thought you shouldn't need a degree in order to use a piece of software. Each of these platforms will have varying levels of difficulty. And what I find difficult, Garrett might find really simple. So it's best to demo the product or at least watch some product videos on YouTube so you can determine, you know, is this software for you? Number two, backup or archive. Some of these platforms, notably ArcTitan by Titan HQ, offer Office 365 archives. This is more than just a backup. It's going to give your end users the ability to log into the archive themselves and quickly find and access older emails. This could end up being a cost-effective archive solution compared to the costs associated with like more storage on Microsoft 365. Garrett, you have, I think number three is yours.
Yeah, the compliance, big deal these days. Basically, do your clients have the compliance needs? And, you know, do you understand, do they understand, you know, whether it's GDPR, SOX, HIPAA, you know, whatever else, but just making sure that whatever you select beyond just Microsoft and Google can help achieve that, you know, because that's, yeah, at some point that's going to come up and, you know, look, being looked at, you know. But the other thing too is just, you know, the data coverage, you know. Do you want more than just emails? Do you need, I forgot who it was. They do the VoIP backups of calls and, you know, and text messages to make sure they're good. So Teams data, SharePoint. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It's actually a really big thing, especially in medical and government. But again, comes down to compliance and clients. So the data coverage could be one specific, or we're like, we're going to cover everything in Teams or just these four things, or we can go beyond that. So what they're able to do, because if you decide to get locked in to somebody, you got to look at your strategy down the road. Like, are you guys looking to potentially take on some government clients, some medical, would this vendor work with that if you were to do that? So, for the most part, everybody has a pretty good feel for, who their clients are, what they're offering. That's one thing too. You never make assumptions that something's just going to be backed up. You really got to open it up and say, do you do this and what do you do? One aspect of the data coverage is really not just the coverage of being able to do it, but the depth, like Teams emails might be able to be backed up and have a lot more in-depth features, things like that. But maybe Teams is just a couple of basic stuff and that's it. It's not as in-depth in terms of backup features and abilities that the email was. So really got to take a look at that and not make any assumptions that what you see in email backups will be the same depth in these others. So there's that, That's actually bit me a couple times.
And the last feature I think you should look at is restore granularity. It's important that you can restore to any point in time, not just the most recent backup. You also want to have the flexibility to restore individual emails or files, or maybe you want to restore the whole mailbox, or maybe you need to do a bulk restoration and restore multiple mailboxes or entire teams. So make sure you have that restore granularity.
Yeah.
All right. So those are the things that we think MSPs like you should be looking at when reviewing Office 365 or Microsoft 365 backup solutions. And that's all for today's Stack Chart Spotlight. Join us next week when we talk about network monitoring solutions. Take care, everybody.
Ooh. Yeah. Bye.